Chairperson, and I also would like to use this opportunity to thank the delegation and head of delegation comprehensive presentation, and also size of delegation really shows us interest to improve processes related to migration in Venezuela. Also, I would like to remark that there is gender balance of delegation, what is not so often present in our dialogue with state parties. I'm trying to make a picture on that in one moment Venezuela from state of destination becomes state of origin in process of migrations. Can you provide us more with information on position of those who emigrated to Venezuela? What is current day status? How much they enjoy rights? And who is the responsible institution to deal with that population? At the same time, could you provide us with, definitely we are speaking on statistical data, which is very relevant when we are creating policy, and chairperson of the committee already raised question of statistical data figures, not only related of Venezuelans emigrated to other countries, but also those who immigrated to Venezuela. Can you give us exactly figures on that, of if there is no such statistics, what is the intentional state to create such a database? Also, can give us more information on legislative framework, not only related to migrants in Venezuela, but also you stressed how is important this process of return, particularly in 2018. Can provide us with information on legislative framework, which gives opportunity to return and the enjoyment of human rights of those who are returning. Also, which are institutions which deal with immigration issues? It is not only, I believe, police forces, a border service, but also when we are speaking on those social rights, my colleague already raised question of position of women. How that process of institutional reaction is set up in Venezuela. When we are speaking on potential possibility that Venezuelans who are living abroad are sending money to their relatives, what is the situation related to banking system, and is it possible to make transfer of money from other countries? And also my colleague raised questions on agreements with particular focus on agreement with IOM and other international organizations, but please could you provide us with information on bilateral agreements, particularly with neighbor countries, as I can see the mostly migration process is going in that direction with neighboring countries. What is position of Venezuela related to a global compact on migration? And how much has been done in the process of implementation of that, if you accepted that document. And finally, when we are speaking on strategies, what is current strategy related to migration processes, and what is situation related to National Institution for Protection and Promotion of Human Rights, how much that institution is involved in migration processes. Thank you so much.